historic building. It's 36 degrees at 8 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. Hurricane Milton, I'm Sherry Preston.
I want to commend everyone out there that heeded the emergency evacuation order. Definitely saved lives.
Tampa Police Chief Lee Burkaw thanking those who got out of Milton's path and thanking his first responders as well.
We were dispatched to a call where 15 people were in a house where the tree had fell on the house and water was coming in the house. There were children in the house, and we were able to get officers out there safely and rescue 15, including young children.
Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says as the sun comes up, they are just now starting to get a good look at the damage. But those in homes who are safe should stay there.
Please don't go outside. Definitely don't drive around. Don't go through standing water. And make sure if you see any trees or wires down, call and report those, and we will get them fixed as quickly as we can.
More than 3 million power outages as of now across Florida. This is ABC News. Tesla's getting ready to unveil a new vehicle tonight at an event in California.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk has called it the Cybercab, a self-driving taxi that would operate much like the rideshare service Uber does, just without any drivers.
That would allow these specialized vehicles, or who knows, maybe even passenger Teslas, to operate on this robo-taxi network.
But Inside EV's Patrick George says Tesla is facing a litany of federal and state investigations into the safety of its current driver assistance technology, which the company calls Autopilot. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The project was originally slated for release in August, but it faced several delays. Another recall due to listeria concerns. No illnesses have been reported this time, but Oklahoma-based Bruce Pack has recalled over 9 million pounds of ready-to-eat meat and poultry items. Department of Agriculture says it discovered the issue after routine testing of its poultry products. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, this beautiful stretch of fall weather continues for a couple more days with temperatures running a good 15 to 20 degrees above normal with quite a bit of sunshine today and tomorrow. Changes will be coming, though, for the weekend. A cold front sliding through later tomorrow will bring in some cooler temperatures for Saturday and even a chance of a scattered light shower on Sunday as a weather system slides through parts of northeast Wisconsin. The more widespread rain will stay off to the northeast, but again, just a chance of a scattered light shower. We'll have some gusty north and northwest winds develop Sunday, ushering in even colder temperatures, which will last into early next week. Should see a fair amount of sunshine early next week, though, as high pressure settles across the upper Midwest, gradually warming up a bit toward the middle and end of next week. Here's that forecast for today. Sunny and unusually warm once again for October. Highs in the mid-70s, southeast to south wind up to 10. Tonight should be mostly clear, low at 50. Tomorrow partly cloudy and rather warm, a bit breezy as well. High near 81, southwest to west wind 8 to 15. On Saturday, partly sunny and cooler, low 46 with a high of 64. A slight chance of light showers coming up late Saturday night. Sunday mostly cloudy, cool and turning windy, spotty light showers possible. Low 42 with a high of 56. Monday, partly sunny and cool, low in the mid-30s, high at 52. Tuesday, partly cloudy to sunny, low 29 with a high of 55. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, windy, and turning warmer, low near 32 with a high of 67. Enjoy the nice morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
36 and sunny for today. It was 71 yesterday for a top temperature here at the studios. Record high, 84 in 1938. The record low, 17 in 1964. A year ago, 61 was the high and 36 the low. Sunset will happen at 6:27 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 10 minutes after 7. The air is calm, barometer at 30.20. No precipitation today. We have some sunshine and our temperature is rising up after a low of 35. Checking it out now, it's up to 38 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at the area high school schedule for tonight. A recap of the baseball playoffs as well. And the Bucks get back to preseason action tonight against the Lakers.
Save big during the Fall Filter Sale at Napa, Richland Center, and Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee Tools and Heated Gear, tool, heated coats, and vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center, and Boscobel.
Napa Know How!
I'm Phil Nee, WRCO Sports. Tonight, the Richland Center soccer team will be hosting Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca. The Hornets are coached by Tom Stadler, who and his team is coming off a victory against Wisconsinites Barneveld on Monday.
We did. Our second time through playing these teams, we're doing better, which is showing good improvement as a team. We were able to tie Wisconsin Heights after losing to them. We were able to play a good match against Platteville, in which we lost 1-0. But earlier in the year, we lost by a lot more than one. And so we're showing some great improvements.
How does the conference shape up right now as far as the standings?
Well, for the first year that I've coached, we are at this point out of the running. It's now Platteville and River Valley looking good, both quality teams. Our last game of the season will be against River Valley at River Valley on next Tuesday. I would also note, Phil, that tonight is Rotary Youth Soccer Night. So it's a great night to come down to the stadium, watch a 5 o'clock varsity game, and see the youth of the town take part in a wonderful event for Rotary Youth Soccer.
They're going to sprint around the track. That's always kind of fun to watch that, isn't it?
It's a blast to watch it, and I admire the way they look up to our players. You can see it on their faces as they run by. They're impressed seeing the Hornets in all orange, and so it'll be a wonderful evening.
Listen for the match tonight on WRCO. Pre-match comments beginning around 4:55. Kickoff time slated for 5 o'clock at Avitus Rip Field. It's Richland Center hosting Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca in soccer. Other matches tonight include River Valley on the road. They're at Lakeside Lutheran this evening. And Reedsburg is on the road at Platteville Lancaster. Eight-player football, DeSoto travels to Highland among the games. And in volleyball this evening, Riverdale hosts Darlington. There's a special benefit supper beforehand, and then the match tonight at the Rest Building. Boscobel is playing at Southwestern. Weston is playing host to DeSoto this evening in the Ridge and Valley Conference as well. And action going on tomorrow night. It will be the eighth week of the high school football season. Things are going well for David Klang and the Ithaca Bulldogs, whose team will play on Saturday against Brookwood. I asked him about last week's win over Royal.
I thought it went really well. We were a little bit nervous with it. They had some really long drives that our defense were finally able to kind of stop. We kind of bent but didn't break type mentality. Then our offense took over and just like started chewing them up and scoring kind of with pretty good ease, and that was kind of nice to build that momentum. It's kind of a different game. We knew that we had to really bring it against them, and that's exactly what they did.
The Bulldogs will try to go 8-0. They host Brookwood for homecoming football on Saturday afternoon, kickoff time at 1:30. Merchants League Bowling, Gurner Farms had a 28-75 series, AutoZone a 28-58, and Goodenough a 28-22. Goodenough had the top game, 9-93, AutoZone 9-88, Premier Co-op a 9-86. Jeff Seckman with a 7-78 series, Kevin Genthy 704, Matt Fargin a 671. Jeff Seckman a 286 and a 279. Matt Fargin a 265 as well in action from the Merchants Bowling League. His coach reveals what he was thinking when Packers quarterback Jordan Love connected with Jaden Reed on a 53-yard bomb. Matt LaFleur says it was like, no, no, yes, yes. The long throw found Reed in the middle of three defenders. Too risky, and LaFleur wants Jordan Love to take fewer risks. That among the highlights at this week's press conference featuring the Packers head coach. They prepare for Sunday's game against Arizona with a kickoff time at 12 noon. The NFL game tonight, Thursday night football, features San Francisco at Seattle. In the baseball playoffs last night, Francisco Lindor hit a grand slam in the sixth, his latest clutch swing in a storybook season, and the Mets reached the National League Championship Series with a 4-1 victory over the Phillies. Mookie Betts homered for the second straight night. Shohei Ohtani hit an RBI single, and the Dodgers beat the Padres by a score of 8-0. Giancarlo Stanton hit a go-ahead home run in the eighth inning, and the Yankees beat the Royals 3-2 in Game 3 of their American League Division Series at Kauffman Stadium. And it was Detroit shutting out the Cleveland Guardians. Final score there was 3-0. The Wisconsin men's hockey team drops the puck at the Kohl Center for Friday's regular season opener. The Badgers won an exhibition game in Omaha last weekend. Head coach Mike Hastings is trying to make program history with a victory. Four previous coaches did not accomplish it, but a win would mean Wisconsin's coach has opened each of his first two seasons as a winner. Lindenwood is the opponent for this weekend's games for the Badgers. Veteran LeBron James questions why he and his teammates had to get on a plane and fly 1,750 miles to Milwaukee for one preseason game. The two teams meet tonight at the Fiserv Forum. James's Lakers are playing no home games in the preseason, while its Crypto.com arena is being renovated. Also, the Bucks flew to Los Angeles for a preseason game last year, and this is a form of payback. The NBA constructs the 82-game regular season for the teams, but the individual teams put their preseason schedules together. From the NHL last night, Montreal 1-0 over Toronto. The Rangers 6, Pittsburgh 0, Winnipeg 6, Edmonton 0, Vegas 8-4 over Colorado, and Calgary 1 in overtime 6-5 against Vancouver. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
Week 8 of the high school football season is here, which means it's time for playoff projections. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. We're heading to week 8 of the high school football season, which means playoff talk is in full swing. Already, 119 teams have clinched playoff spots in 11-player football by guaranteeing themselves a conference record of at least 500. Another 60 are on the bubble and can clinch with one more win, while a bunch of other teams are scrambling and trying to get in position. You can check out the week 8 playoff qualifying report at wisports.net. Also this week, we produced our playoff projections, picking winners and losers of all the nearly 400 games for weeks 8 and 9, applied the WIAA's qualifying criteria, figured tiebreakers, and adjusted for the new tournament performance factor to move teams up or down. With that work completed, we were able to project the 224 teams to make the playoffs, the divisional assignment for those squads, and division cut lines. Keep in mind, this is all unofficial and subject to change based on actual results over the final 2 weeks, but it gives an idea of where things may land. Again, check wisports.net for the full details. There are 10 games on the schedule this week between teams unbeaten in league play, meaning huge conference title implications. Among them are Aquinas versus West Salem in the Cooley, Prescott against Baldwin-Woodville in the Middle Border, and Stratford facing Amherst in the CWC Large. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search your favorite podcast provider for the WSN podcast.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Fall Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from October 11th through the 21st. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the Liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
20 minutes after 8 o'clock here at WRCO Radio. It's our 75th anniversary month here, and we're going back in time with some vintage Paul Harvey programs. The rest of the story. Today's edition sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 135 years in care and tradition. From their on-site crematory to personalized pre-arrangements and community spaces, they are here for you. Visit them in Richland Center today.
Now, the rest of the story. Much of our greatest and most eloquent American literature is comprised of the words of pre-Civil War abolitionists. Wendell Phillips, James Russell Lowell, Henry Ward Beecher, Harriet Beecher Stowe, their legacy we all know. But you are about to hear from the other side. A series of quotes. One statement was made by a renowned lawyer, another by an esteemed orator, yet another by an aspiring state senator, and so on. There's even an excerpt from the inaugural address of a one-time president of the United States. Part of the significance of these public utterances, these enthusiastic endorsements of white supremacy, is the widespread bigotry they not only reflected, but inflamed. I mean, each was intentionally injected into a specific, charged atmosphere during generally volatile times. And despite the facade of respectability behind which the speaker in each case stood, the rhetoric of racism was repeated again and again. Quote, "The black man is not my equal in many respects, certainly not in color, perhaps not in moral or intellectual endowment." Quote, "There is a natural disgust in the minds of nearly all white people to the idea of an indiscriminate amalgamation of the white and black races. A separation of the races is the only perfect preventative of amalgamation. But as an immediate separation is impossible, the next best thing is to keep them apart where they are not already together." Quote, "There are white men enough to marry all the white women, and enough black men to marry all the black women, and in God's name, let them be so married." Quote, "I give the most solemn pledge that I will to the very last stand by the law of this state which forbids the marrying of white people with Negroes." Quote, "I am in favor of the race to which I belong having the superior position." Quote, "I am not nor ever have been in favor of bringing about in any way the social and political equality of the white and black races. I am not nor ever have been in favor of making voters or jurors of Negroes, nor of qualifying them to hold office, nor to intermarry with white people." Quote, "I have no purpose directly or indirectly to interfere with the institution of slavery. I believe I have no lawful right to do so, and I have no inclination to do so." End quote. The remarks I have just recited were not the ravings of revolutionaries or self-interested slave masters. Each was written or spoken by an American statesman and or an attorney and or a citizen of some repute. And as surely as history can be distorted by historians, so any man's out-of-context utterances are less significant than the sum total of his life. It is sufficient to complete the record of that most agonizing era in our nation's history, to include without evaluation those precise quotations, all of them from the pen or the lips of the same lawyer, the same statesman, all of them public statements by Abraham Lincoln. Now, you know the rest of the story.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Last call. Brogan's Hardware in Boscobel will close the doors Saturday, October 19th.
That's right.
Brogan's Hardware is in the final stage of the storewide retirement sale liquidation. Now save 70% on lawn and garden, hand tools, plumbing, electrical, small appliances, Christmas, and more.
First come, first serve.
All large appliances now below dealer cost. Brogan's Do It Best wants to thank you for more than 91 years.
Last call.
Brogan's Hardware, Furniture, and Appliance Store closes its doors for good Saturday, October 19th.
All sales final. See store for exclusions. Cash or credit cards only.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a
learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
100.9 WRCO.
Goodbye, turned around, and you were gone, gone.
see you again. Oh, this is not where it ends. I will carry you with me. Yeah, yeah. I'll see you again. Oh, this is not where it ends. I will carry you with me. Oh, till I see you again. Oh, oh, till I see you again. Till I see you again. Oh, till I see you again. Said goodbye, turned around, and you were gone, gone, gone.
Carrie Underwood on WRCO Radio. As we cruise toward our trivia question of the day, that's right around the bend today as we hit 8:30. It is 39 degrees. Here's Luke Combs.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. It was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree. Pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things are. Called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars. Kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool. Those streets.
make you jealous if I tried. You couldn't care less if I stayed out all night. I don't even look into your eyes, 'cause the truth is I don't even care if you're lying in this bed. We might as well be across the ocean tonight. We don't yet.
Two before nine, we have the trivia question of the day coming up from WRCO.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
this Friday night. Don't miss an incredible evening of live music at the Richland Center City Auditorium. The doors open at 6 p.m. The show kicks off at 7. Headlining the night are the Jimmies, an award-winning blues band that's been bringing people together from coast to coast, Europe, Canada, and even the Caribbean since 2010. Opening for the Jimmies is the talented Annie and the Crush, promising an electrifying start to the night. Tickets are just $20 for general seating, so grab yours today before they're gone. The Richland County Performing Arts Council is thrilled to present the Fall Blues Show in this iconic venue. Get ready for a night of unforgettable music, only at the Richland Center City Auditorium this Friday night.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years, and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Coming up, the trivia question of the day, which today is sponsored by TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small. If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items, from beautiful candles to stunning metal art. TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion. All right, it's a Thursday. We're going to give you a chance to win. If you know the answer, identify this particular program by its intro theme.
Mother thought I just needed a husband. I decided I needed a change.
Name that show and win from TriStar Gifts and More.
the tattoos of his right arm. And I've talked him down from getting in a fight or two. He stands his ground, he's as stubborn as the weeds in the backyard. Cause growing up he had to go where the wind blew. He hides his heart and hurt, guess he kinda had to. In a world that says saddle up and be a man. When the sun goes down and his hazel eyes go blue, that's when I understand. Cowboys cry too.
Kelsey Ballerini and Noah Cahan on WRCO Radio. Our trivia winner today has been determined.
Mother thought I just needed a husband. I decided I needed a change.
Congrats to Tracy Peterson, winner of trivia today, for knowing this is the intro to Private Benjamin. The movie Private Benjamin was released on this very day in 1980, featuring Goldie Hawn. It became a box office smash. I saw it at the Eskin Theater. And then the television show debuted, a year or so later. And it was not Goldie Hawn in the lead. It was Lorna Patterson who played the part of Judy Benjamin. And memorably, Eileen Brennan reprised her role in the TV series, and she was the captain over Private Benjamin back in the day. So, yeah, good stuff. And a television program that spun off from a movie that was fairly successful as well in the early 1980s. Thanks for playing trivia today, sponsored by TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month, and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns makes it easier to care for the skin you're in. With over 20 years of experience, Dr. Enns cares for patients of all ages at Gunderson Boscobel's specialty clinic and accepts referrals from non-Gunderson facilities. From acne to eczema, rashes to dermatitis, to skin cancer screenings and diagnosis, Dr. Enns specializes in all things skin without the long wait. To learn more, call the Gunderson Boscobel specialty clinic today.
The Medicare annual enrollment period begins October 15th. By now, you have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be stressful trying to decide all of those upcoming changes on your own. Let local licensed agents Robin Mulcahy and John Johnson help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers available in your area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment or to attend a seminar at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center at 1 p.m. Tuesday, October 15th.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you tired of dealing with frequent headaches, neck pain, or vertigo? Is having wrist pain, carpal tunnel issues, or shoulder pain slowing you down? Do you get up in the morning already having lower back pain, sciatica, hip or knee pain? Our experienced doctors provide personalized, drug-free options to help achieve your optimal health in a friendly, welcoming environment. We also offer federal exams for CDL drivers. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, and start your journey to a healthier, happier you.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Happy Trails time right around the bend. We'll bring in some friends for the morning show talk today in a little bit. Here is Mary Chapin Carpenter.
She makes his coffee. She makes his bed. She does the laundry. She keeps him fed. When she was 21, she wore her mother's lace. Dance. the typing pool at minimum wage.
Seems so.